This book was originally published in 1997 during a time when Calvinistic Baptists were engaged in some fairly intense debates over the relationship between God's law and the gospel. Those debates continue, though, thankfully, in many respects, with greater clarity and charity than characterized in some of those earlier exchanges. Ernie Reisinger left this land of the dying and entered the land of the living in 2004. He was a strong proponent for the mainstream Reformed confessional view of the subject. As my friend, mentor, and fellow pastor, he convinced me early in our friendship to see the importance of the relationship between law and gospel. Misunderstand that relationship, and you will inevitably go astray in matters of sanctification and will destabilize the foundation of justification. This is what makes the study of law and gospel of crucial importance, not merely for Baptists, but for anyone who wants to understand the message of the Bible. This book is a helpful guide into what the Bible teaches concerning God's requirements of us and His provisions for us. The former is found in the law, and the latter in the gospel. Both are embodied in Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth. To preach Christ in all of His fullness, then, one must grasp the nature of both law and grace. John Newton wisely noted the importance of this subject, saying, quote, "Clearly, to understand the distinction, connection, and harmony between the law and the gospel, and their mutual subserviency to illustrate and establish each other, is a singular privilege, and a happy means of preserving the soul from being entangled by errors on the right hand or the left." End quote. Many of the problems that have plagued churches historically and currently can be helpfully resolved by a clearer understanding of the law and the gospel. Both legalism and antinomianism are dispelled by the Reformed confessional teaching on this subject. Mysticism, subjectivism, and deeper or higher life theology are likewise refuted by the teachings of this book. Today, we are hearing a growing chorus for so-called social justice from conservative, Bible-believing church leaders. Many of the specific concerns raised under that umbrella are important and need to be addressed thoughtfully and redemptively. That will not happen, however, without careful regard for what God considers just. Assumptions at this point are disastrous and have led to serious divisions among brethren who otherwise agree on major biblical teachings. As this book demonstrates, God's law reveals what is right and just. It teaches us what constitutes genuine love for our neighbor. Without a clear understanding that love is the fulfilling of the law, according to Romans 13:10, all the attempts to encourage neighbor love will inevitably get hijacked by unhelpful sentimentalism or someone's personal agenda. This book cuts a straight path through all the modern confusion surrounding law and love. Reisinger also provides help in understanding true Christian liberty. If God has forbidden something, we are not free to do it. If He has commanded something, we are not free to leave it undone. Where He has neither forbidden nor commanded, we have liberty to act according to the general principles of His word and for His glory. Much help regarding discerning God's will, being holy, and avoiding false guilt is found at just this point. What J. Grisham Mackin said in the last century remains true today when he said, quote, "A new and more powerful proclamation of the law is perhaps the most pressing need of the hour. Men would have little difficulty with the gospel if they had only learned the lesson of the law. So it always is. A low view of law always brings legalism in religion. A high view of law makes a man a seeker after grace. Pray God that the high view may again prevail." End quote. This book by Ernie Reisinger, on a topic that was near and dear to his heart, is a valuable aid to fight against both legalism and antinomianism. It helpfully and simply opens up scriptural teaching on a widely neglected but greatly needed subject in our day. I am grateful that, though the author is no longer with us, the truth that our Lord taught him lives on in these pages. May the biblical insights that follow bring spiritual strength to God's people and renewed devotion to the God who has given us both His law and His gospel. Thomas Askell, Grace Baptist Church, Cape Coral, Florida, January 1st, 2019.